classroom pledge this week comes from Miss Swaggle's class. She is the third grade teacher at Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
Don't forget, you can get us your pledge. Just record the classroom and then send it to pledge at jandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A rare fireball flew over Maine. Now there's a $25,000 reward for Pizzas of the Rock.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Howdy there.
Howdy. I have some news here that I have to share before we get into the motorized pants.
Yeah, then I can't wait.
No, you're going to love them.
I'm excited.
You
yeah.
are going to love them. But I want to give everybody a little healthy tip here about grasshoppers. According to researchers in Cameroon... They have uncovered the surprising health benefits of a grasshopper-based diet.
Okay.
Suggesting eating these insects could be the key to better sleep, healthier hair,
okay,
overall health, and even stronger libido.
Just by eating grasshoppers?
Yeah. Now, they found all this by feeding them to rats, you know, because that's how we test
That's things. How we do it around here, yeah.
Yeah. And they're saying that the results are pretty stunning, and it's very clear that eating grasshoppers is good for you. Anyone wanna?
I mean, I had one. I remember we did some project in high school where they ate all those kinds of foods. They were like, "Okay, we've fried these and done this and all that," and grasshoppers was one of them. It's hard to get past the visual.
I think if prepared right, I wouldn't mind a grasshopper.
If you couldn't see it.
Yeah, Jay, here's where my trouble is with grasshoppers. When I was a farm boy, in the back of the wheat truck, you got all the wheat, whatever, things, right? And you reach back there, and you just get a handful
of wheat
of grain, and you're going to throw it in your mouth, make a little gum on your way to town.
Man, I've done that so many times. You, Steve, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
You don't know what you're missing, boys.
Wheat gum.
But you do it, and you throw it in there, and then you're like, oh. And it's in there, cut in half grasshopper.
Oh, whoa.
So that kind of ruins my thing. It reminds me of story from a buddy of mine who was who's a bartender.
Okay.
Down there in, what is that town? Tico. Tico. I can't remember the name of the place. But he's a bartender, and they had a grasshopper coming into their bar.
Okay.
And the grasshopper came in and sat down like he was going to get a drink. And, of course, that's pretty entertaining to the bartender.
Is this at C&D's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the bartender says, hey, we actually have a drink named after you. Do you want to try it? And the grasshopper said, you have a drink named Steve? Then they ate him.
Hey. Not cool,
story
man.
Story number two.
All right, here we go. Motorized pants, man.
Wow.
I could have had any name, I guess. But
no, Steve was the perfect name.
I think the first
name.
Time I've ever heard, the first time I ever heard that joke was.
Oh, wait, that was a joke?
Oh, no. I mean, that story was, his name was Steve.
Wow.
Motor-powered exoskeleton. That's something that's been a reality for years in the medical field. But now, how about in the real world?
Okay.
Where just a guy like yourself can go out and buy some powered pants. They're known as MOGO.
Yeah.
It's a garment that is more than a piece of clothing. It comes with carbon fiber support structures that feed power from the integrated AI-controlled motors at the knees to the wearer's leg muscles during ascents and decreasing pressures on their knees as it's basically for like climbing, if you will.
I'm looking at it. I see it's got like those braces like you talk about. It looks like a, you know, the braces that like the NFL or college football linemen wear?
Yeah.
It looks kind of like that, just a little bit more high tech.
It says the MOGO feels like a natural extension of the body, but increases your leg strength by 40%.
Wow, okay.
Oh. Obviously, you'd be able to climb stuff a little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh,
40% stronger legs.
Yeah.
Now, here's... I want to believe this part. The battery recharges automatically while the wearer is walking downhill.
Huh.
So, yeah, while you don't need the power,
I see,
it says it recharges. But, boy, if it doesn't, that's a bummer.
I see it says you can. It makes the wearer feel 30 pounds lighter.
Okay, that makes sense. If you're 40% stronger, you probably feel 30% lighter.
30 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 30 pounds lighter.
Right.
Huh.
What?
I'm kind of, I don't mind it until, like, you know, the AI runs you off a cliff or something.
Well, I don't think you still have control of it, right?
Oh, sure you do, Cap.
Yeah,
you
that's a
bet.
Point.
Yeah.
Good point.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Home free. Warren Strong will be calling in with Nancy to say Home Free is the greatest.
Kevin James.
They're an Acapulco group. Acapulco group, as my mom says. I was trying to do my mom joke.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
More chances to qualify for the CMA Flyaway and for the Seahawks Niners tickets on October the 10th. But right now, we got to get down to business.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I have a little etiquette question regarding my son's teacher. She's a new teacher to the school district and I don't really know much about her. I normally help out a ton in my son's class and get to know the teacher very well. But this year, I have a new job and it will not allow me to do so. I did see her name pop up on my People You May Know page on Facebook. Is it okay for me to send her a friend request? Or is this just tacky? Thanks, the watchful mom.
All right, 509-441-0999. This one off the text line says, of course it's okay. Every teacher wants a friend request from a helicopter mom.
Watch for mom.
Oh, watchful mom. I'm sorry. She must have misheard.
Now,
yeah.
The teacher does have the ultimate control, right? Where you could, once you've, asked for the friendship, though.
Uh-huh.
It's out there that you want to see her Facebook page. And so, but she just doesn't have to accept.
Oh, yeah.
That
for
makes
sure.
it easy.
Yeah. That's just, that's just a hard pass. I mean, you're just like, no, that's sorry. That's friends and family. And we're not there yet. Maybe in a couple of years or something, we might be there. And then that's fine. But I mean,
do
you can send it.
Make,
but
do they make pages for just like their kids sometimes?
I don't know. I'm not
do
sure.
Do we know? Or like the parents where it's like, it's like
some sort of group.
Miss Wilcox is here's her page.
I feel like that could go bad, but yeah, I don't know.
Because why could that go bad?
Well, I mean, parents don't always get along, and I feel like I don't know if you've ever noticed about social media. Sometimes there's disagreements, and they're aired.
Comments are disabled.
Okay, well then that would be better. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it's something fun where they can show what they were doing. Or
yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I've seen it with daycares. I guess that's what made me think of it, is that daycares will do that sometimes where they show kind of what was going on with the kids. Like, hey, look, they're all making their turkey heads today.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
I think it's I don't know of teachers that do that, but I mean, not only make their own page, but that would just accept a friend request from parents. I think they try to keep it separate. You know, the old separation of class and family or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, that one.
Yeah. I had a bunch of teachers who were like, yeah, I'm not accepting any friend requests from my students, but after you graduate, then you can send.
Sure. We'll accept like it. If they're the older kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think after they graduate, if they still want to be friends, that might be a little different. But yeah, I don't know that. I don't know if it's tacky. I just because, like you said, Kevin, the teacher can just say no. I mean,
right? And it is weird because you don't know her at all.
No, that's
I
yeah.
mean, that's the other thing. If you're 2 months into the school year and you've talked to her a few times and whatever else, then you make a friend request. I don't feel like it seems nearly as weird.
Might not be as bad depending on how the relationship has gone. Yeah, correct. But, yeah, for week one, week two, you know, just don't be hurt if she says no or if she just ignores it. Yeah.
Jay, that's what Dana says. Before you send the request, be certain that you're not going to be put off or upset if she declines.
Right, exactly.
Because that's what, well, this teacher didn't even respond to me.
Right, yes, well, that's correct. I think that's what the school email's for.
Well, I was going to say, they have enough other ways set up to communicate with each other. You don't need that.
Yeah, it'd be like you say, hey, can I get your cell phone number? No. No, and you can't, actually.
It is interesting where she said it's a new teacher in the district. It made me think of a small school. I don't know why, just the way she said that. And I do think things get different in some of those small communities, like where it's like, yeah, we're all become friends and whatever else. But still, if they want to say, nah, Facebook's not for you guys, then so be it.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, there's enough contact, I feel like, anyway.
Yes.
If the parent wants to have contact. I think Watchful Mom appears to maybe want it.
I think she will.
Yeah.
And I think that she's, if nothing else, probably just struggling with the fact that she's always been able to...
That she can't be there.
...volunteer
yeah,
and know...
for sure.
That's a big deal. When you get to go in the classroom and you get to see the dynamics of it all, it's great. But...
Does it say what age the child is? Like, probably junior in high school?
Oh, no, this is college.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, things are going crazy.
Last week,
she brought me a cucumber bigger than Steve.
Wow.
Kevin James.
4 foot cucumbers big.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Should we start with the national anthem? It's how they start a lot of sporting events, how we start the show.
Yeah.
Did you see the Denver Broncos game when Tiger Lily Gold sang the national anthem?
No, I did not, Jay.
You know, our neighbor over here, Scotty, he was at the game.
Oh, yeah, he's a big Broncos fan.
Yeah, so he went to the game to realize how actually 100% horrible they are. And
not Tiger Lily Gold, but
the Broncos.
Niners. I mean,
yeah.
The Broncos.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Niners slipped out.
Yeah, dude, that was just Freudian.
I asked him how his trip was, and he said, it's good. Well, it would have been better if my team went to, you know.
Yeah, he was not super happy with that.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
He had some choice words.
He did. And then a flight delay and everything. You know, nothing better after a loss than to have a flight delay and get you home like 12:30 a.m. when you got to be at work at 4. So anyway, Tiger Lily Gold was singing the national anthem, and we were talking to the record rep that has Tiger Lily Gold over the weekend, and she was telling us about the fact that they were excited to sing the national anthem. They've done it before, but you know, it was a big time for them. They hadn't done one quite that big at an NFL game before, so they were excited. So you know, the announcer's like, "And now, please welcome Tiger Lily Gold." And, you know, they're sisters out of North Dakota. Very nice. Very nice, Steve.
Very nice.
And they go out and they start singing. And, they're not singing. Well, they're singing, but you can't hear them.
Oh, no.
You can see their mouths moving. You can tell they're singing, but you can't hear anything.
Somebody forgot to turn their mic on.
Yeah, whoopsie. So the best part for me was, did you see it on Instagram, Steve?
I saw it on TikTok.
Okay. I know Tiger Lily Gold, the girls posted it too. The crowd just picked up, and you know how they have the words on the scoreboard on a lot of the stadiums. So the crowd just started singing Now, they, to their credit, I talked to the record rep yesterday, and she was like, yeah, kind of a bummer. I mean, it was really great the way the crowd picked up. But to the girls' credit, they just kept singing, thinking, of course, that at some point the microphone's going to come on.
Yeah.
Which was very smart. They were singing.
And it never did.
Well, about 15 seconds in, somebody handed them a second microphone that was actually on. I don't know if the first one just failed or, you know, if the guy who's running the equipment decided, I forgot to put a new battery in or what the deal was. But to their credit, they were still singing. So when they were handed the second microphone, all of a sudden you could hear them. But the crowd at the beginning of that
did such
a great job for, like, what would you say, 15 seconds, Steve? Something like that?
Yeah. Nice little intro.
Yeah, it was great because they just were like, oh, we got you. And 76,000 people were singing extremely loudly. Then it was funny because all of a sudden when the girls started singing, the crowd just stopped. They're like, okay, well, we'll let you finish it out then. And then they did a great job.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals.
We covered you. Now we're just going to sit back and relax and listen to you sing the rest of it. Well done by everybody. Mm. Nice job by the crowd and nice job by the girls. Just keep singing, which how hard would that be?
Yeah. It is super cool, though, like when you get a whole crowd of people.
Oh, my
like
gosh, 76,000. That sounded. Yeah. How great was that sounding?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was really cool. Anyway, good job by Tiger Lily Gold and the Denver Bronco crowd. And terrible job by the Broncos. But that's separate.
Yes, that's a separate note altogether.
Yeah, not really, you know, Tiger Lily's fault on that.
Yeah, you tied that in a nice bow, Jay.
Yes, thank you.
Season premiere time on TV, and tonight...
Boy, is it ever.
You can catch Dancing with the Stars. Here's some of the names that you can see dance tonight. Danny Amendola. Who is he? Do you guys know?
Oh, he's a football player.
That's right. Yeah. Former Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, he was a Patriot.
He will be part
and
of
others.
It. Dwight Howard.
Oh, okay.
NBA
player, yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dwight is a gigantic man. How can that guy move, dance? It's always interesting to me, some of the guys that get on there, the athletes, because you just go, yeah, no, you're too big.
You're too tall. Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
You're too big to dance.
Yeah, well, it's just you're tall. I mean, it's hard to find a tall partner, too.
Yeah.
Let's see some other names that are on here. Eric Roberts, he's an actor, brother of Julia Roberts.
Absolutely.
That's not important, no.
Actually, is it?
Father
I think it
of
is.
Emma Roberts. I didn't know he was Emma Roberts' father.
Oh, well, there you go. See,
I guess that makes sense.
So now
right?
It is important.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think it was, but it really is. He's going to be on the Tori Spelling. Hello,
that's
Beverly
what
Hills,
she's been
90210.
Doing. 210. Okay, yeah.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Yep.
Do we know who that is?
I don't think so.
You do as soon as I say it, but the name just doesn't get you right off the bat. He is the dad from Family Matters. Urkel's dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, the diehard cop.
Yes. Jay, thank you.
Yeah.
That is what he is. Those are just a few of the names.
There's a lot of other ones. You missed Jen and Joey. I mean, what are you doing?
Who?
I mean, Jen was the Bachelorette. Joey was the Bachelor. The last two Bachelor and Bachelorettes are going to be on there, so there you go. I mean, I don't
know. Joey Grazadad.
Yeah, I never know what his last name is.
Joey G.
Yeah, Joey G. And then Jen, who just finished the Bachelorette. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, there you go. That's exciting news.
Okay, yeah. I mean, people still watching that show, I guess. It's back on ABC.
I did notice that, yeah.
The one season they did the,
I think last
year. We're just going to put it on streaming.
Right.
No one watched it.
Wasn't it live or something?
I don't know. It was, I think, a bad decision, as is proven out. And Brooks and Dunn has announced reboot number 2. I don't know if you saw this. They announced their new album. It's going to be available November 15th. You know, they did the reboot with, you know, a lot of other celebrities singing their songs.
Right.
And now they have a lot of collaborations. They released the on sale date. They released the track list for Reboot 2, which includes Play Something Country with Lainey Wilson. Neon Moon, they're hooking up with Morgan Wallen in that song.
Ooh.
Rock My World is with the Marcus King Band. You'll notice they have some that are like, you know, you go, ooh. Because they said they had a lot of people who do blues, who do rock. I mean, a lot of people want to sing their music because it's so legendary. So it's kind of interesting. And then let's see who else we have here. Hardy is going to sing Hillbilly Deluxe. And Warren Zeiter's Brand New Man. Riley Green, She Used to Be Mine. And Kevin, I think the one you're going to be most interested in.
Yes.
Believe. The song Believe with?
Cher.
It's a good joke. That was a good joke, Steve. Thank you.
It really was.
That was great. Jelly Roll.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that could be powerful.
Very, yeah. That would be the one I'm the most excited about. And the album is out. You can pre-order and all the stuff you want to do if you want to get it. And the album's coming out November the 15th. So there you go.
Oh, less than a month from now. Nice.
Is it, Steve?
Oh, no.
The Big 99.9 Country.
I mean,
down. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was going to say, it's got to be, man. Yeah. We're at the end of the playoffs.
Kevin James.
Playoffs.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow. Let's see. Let's start with this. You can download the Coyote Country app for free and then just take us with you, and we're in the palm of your hand, in your purse, pocket, wherever you'd like to keep us, and you can just listen on the go. Also, if you go to the website, thebig999coyotecountry.com this morning, you're going to see, if you scroll down a little bit there, you're going to see the Back to Y tour, and you click on that and you can enter to win a drawing, which we're going to do here in, I think, Thursday. So just a couple days, because the concert is this weekend. So
Saturday, maybe?
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to win some tickets to Y, you just fill out the little form there. We'll start drawing names on Thursday. Pretty simple way to do it. Also, a couple of texts from earlier this morning of temperatures in the low 40s this morning just outside of town. So, hey.
Man, cover your tomatoes.
Yeah, I think that's what they say.
Is that right?
I think it is. Yeah, yeah. Man, cover your tomatoes. I don't know if it's quite that cold, Kev, but it was crisp nonetheless. So, yeah. As Mark Peterson would say, hey, open up the windows, get some fresh air in there. You probably have to turn the heat on by the end of the week. I'm like, no. I'll open the windows, but I'm not turning the heat on. Are you kidding me right now?
No, it's too soon.
That's silly.
Too soon.
I mean, I know, like Steve said, November's just a month away. I don't know what happened there, but that was great.
I don't know.
All right, time for a little You Be the Judge. The defendant. Now entering the courtroom, Stephen P. Heskey. I don't know. What is your middle name again?
Not P.
Yeah. All right, Steve, present your case. Let's see what the deal is.
Okay, Jay. This happened Friday. I was meeting you before the...
Guilty! Oh, wait, too early?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry.
I was meeting you for the Walker Hayes concert.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So you had my ticket.
Yes.
Or you were getting the ticket, whatever. And I arrived fashionably early.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. He was like, I said, I'll meet you there, let's just
say. Fashionably.
Let's say it was 7 o'clock. I'll meet you there at 7. So I'm walking in to the area of the venue at like 6:55. And I now check my phone. I hadn't checked it because I was driving. I check my phone, and it's at 6:27. I get a text. I had gotten a text from Steve that said, hey, I'm here, and I'm a little early, so I'm just hanging out, waiting. I mean, even his texts sound like that. So I was like, what the heck?
They all do.
Right. Yeah. So he's like 30 minutes fashionably early.
Yeah, that's fashionably early.
It is, yeah.
So I was like, well, what am I going to do? I didn't want to, like, walk back into the casino, although I could have, I guess.
Yeah, that would have been so terrible.
But then I would have been distracted, and then I would have been late. Fashionably late. Yeah. So I prefer to be fashionably early. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just kind of like hang out outside. And I saw another radio station was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm in radio. There's a radio station. Maybe I'll just kind of like, you know, hang out over there.
Oh, okay. Well, you're just going to say hi to him? Did you know the person?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've seen him before, the person that was there. Yeah. And I don't know. I think we're actually like Facebook friends or something. And
I didn't know who it was. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're connected. I get it.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll just like introduce myself and just kind of stand there and we'll chat and see where this goes.
What?
I That wasn't the right way of saying it.
No, it was not. No, that was wrong.
Anywho, so I go over there, I introduce myself. We're having a lovely conversation.
Uh-huh, I bet.
And he was just there playing music. He wasn't like right. doing anything else, just kind of hanging out. And so there were people who came up, but...
Yeah, say it. Just say it.
They didn't come up to visit him. They wanted to say hello.
Yeah, no, I got this story from a couple other people too, Kevin. And it was like multiple groups of people came up because they saw Steve. And they were like, Producer Steve, you're great. Well, you're awesome. We love you.
Here's the thing, Jay. I was wearing a Coyote Country sweatshirt.
Right, yep.
And... I don't know. I mean,
you have a recognizable face, Steve. I mean, you just have to face it. People want to meet you, talk to you, and take pictures with you.
See, and that's where I think the problem comes up. Or, well, maybe not a problem. I don't know. You'd be the judge. So this very fine family, they come up to me and they go, hey, you know, can we take a picture? I was like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. And then they asked the guy from the other radio station to take the photo.
Yeah.
And he does. He's very nice about
that
it.
That nice.
Sure, but that is a little awkward.
You think?
Yeah.
You think maybe multiple groups coming up. Hey, can you take... Here, hey, whoever you are, will you take this picture of us with Producer Steve underneath your tent? Cool, thanks.
Yeah. So, no, and I don't blame them at all.
Well, of course not.
And...
You're standing there.
Yeah. So... Well, I guess the question is...
Go ahead, say it.
Am I wrong?
Jerk, not a jerk? Is that what we're playing
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have, like, grabbed someone else to take the photo. There was really no one else standing around there specifically. I don't know. I mean, what did you say?
Man.
What did you say?
Kevin goes, yeah, you could have.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was a little late. And he kind of offered in a way.
Sure, yeah, in a way after you handed him the phone and said, hey, you mind taking a picture?
I didn't hand him the phone.
I understand.
But I don't know. So am I in the wrong?
Kevin?
I mean, it was an innocent enough mistake, right? But.
I feel bad about it. And I apologized.
Did you?
I said to you yesterday, Jay, should I like write him a note? Or, like, message him or something?
Don't do that.
Okay. That's taking too far. That's
exactly what I said.
That makes it worse, for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave it be, but am I in the wrong is the question.
I mean...
I think what you need to do is just...
Or what do I do if that situation ever occurs again? Not that it necessarily would.
I mean, maybe don't stand there.
Okay.
Yeah. I always try to get to... You know, get somewhere safe.
Yeah, yeah. Where you're neutral.
You know, you can hang out, say hi to people if you need to.
Yeah.
But.
What, and just stand awkwardly by myself for 20 minutes?
Well, it wouldn't matter if it was 20 minutes or 20 seconds. If you're standing there by yourself, it would be awkward.
It would. That, it would get awkward.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you're fine. Just walk around. People are going to say hi to you because people like you and they want to see you and they want to take pictures and they want to meet you. Because a lot of people haven't met you yet. I mean, because it's you, I think it's fine.
Jay, that's also true.
I mean, it's just
innocent.
He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He's never done anything to anybody that would be considered mean.
And I did say to the guy, I go, hey, you don't mind me standing here. I mean, I don't want to be like competing with you, you know, with my sweatshirt and everything and blah, blah, blah. And he said no. So we were just talking. It was fine. That's what I thought.
Man, I wish I would have been a little earlier.